This is Walter Edgar with South Carolina Focus. The murder of 9 members of Emmanuel AME Church last week turned the nation's attention to Charleston, South Carolina, and in no small measure to their church home. Mother Emmanuel, as it is known, traces its roots back to the early 19th century. Recently, I sat down with Professor John Hale of the College of Charleston and Bobby Donaldson of the University of South Carolina to talk about Emmanuel, its roots, and its influence on the black community, not only from a historical perspective, but also in terms of politics and the African-American community throughout the state of South Carolina.
This conversation, which I'm honored to be a part of, is so important in moving forward from this tragedy. In addition to calling for unity, it's important to look at this history, and a lot of the media is, they're pointing out this is a historic church, mostly because of just that, in their mind, it's an old church. But in recognizing this long history of resistance and recognizing this history of civil rights activity and civil rights leaders emerging from the AME church is very important to recognize, because it helps us move forward in understanding the potential for this institution to continue to grow and to continue to serve as a moral compass for a Charleston that is right now united, but looking at its long history of Charleston, it's a very divided community. So we can look at this history and understand the church as an institution that will be absolutely crucial in moving forward in addressing many of the social, political, and economic issues that still plague Charleston today.
Bobby?
I think this is a moment that the church really sort of magnifies so many issues as we think about what occurred in the tragedy, where we are in South Carolina, the future of a Confederate flag that flies on the grounds of the State House. You know, in the midsummer of 1963, Mother Emmanuel is a space where African-American civil rights leaders, specifically young people, are continuing the fight against discrimination and segregation in public spaces. That same year, the pastor of the church is Reverend B.J. Glover, and he receives a threatening letter that says that if he does not stop his activities, that his life will be threatened. It's sent by an anonymous onlooker, but it says, the first line is, "You people now have too much freedom." And this is July of 1963. I think we have to wait to make further conclusions about Ruth's motivations. If your motivation is to strike literally at the heart of black people and African-Americans in Charleston and throughout the country, then selecting Mother Emmanuel is that place, one of those places. And I think the tragedy is deepened by the fact that it occurs in this space among members and ministers of that congregation, including a very notable state senator who served as pastor. So I think the public conversation is what it is now, in part because here is a regrettable and horrific tragedy happening in a space that has meant so much to so many for generations. And I think the confluence of circumstances, as we understand it, pushes us to have the kind of conversation we're having today, and that it does invite us to look very closely at Mother Emmanuel's history, the history of congregations throughout South Carolina and elsewhere, who have witnessed these troubling and violent acts, certainly not on this scale, but we now are looking more closely at the history of this church in ways that I've never seen before, in all of its complexity, as this center of social political development.
Professor Bobby Donaldson of the University of South Carolina and John Hale of the College of Charleston talking with me about Emmanuel AME Church. For South Carolina Focus, this is Walter Edgar.